I think that there's a number of things here. The public need to be very, very aware that in the absence of the institutions, as we've seen this week, a judge ruled that in the absence of a minister, that high decisions, that very important, influential decisions, must be made by either a minister or come before the court. That's a hugely concerning place to be for the people of Northern Ireland, and particularly for the people of my constituency who've been fighting for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years for the A5. And now we find ourselves in a situation, first and foremost, where the uncertainty of the entire project is of great concern to a lot of people. But not that in itself. I spoke with the Permanent Secretary. I've written to him asking about the upcoming legal challenge. And the upcoming legal challenge is estimated to cost, at the very least, £350,000. You know, the people that are causing and continuing to object to this vital roads project, the A5, are doing two things. They're wasting public money and they're wasting the public's time. This project has to go ahead. These people will not succeed. It's only a delaying tactic, and they're only costing the taxpayer huge amounts of money, unjustifiable amounts of money, and they've no explanation put out publicly as to why they're continuing on this reckless agenda of preventing or attempting to prevent this vital roads project being the A5.
But you do have confidence in terms of phase one of this project going ahead later in the year.
I do. I've had a reassurance that the first phase, which was passed by a previous executive, will go ahead. But the people of West Tyrone, the people of the North West, the people of Ireland, who are concerned about the A5 and who feel very strongly about it, I know the Irish government feels strongly about it, the SDLP feels strongly about it, and other parties the same. We don't just want a piecemeal approach to the A5. We want the entire project delivered from Derry to Ballygolly, and it has to be delivered in its entirety. We want to see the first phase go ahead, absolutely, and it will happen, but we need to see the others follow suit. And my concern is in the absence of the Assembly, particularly after the ruling of the courts this week, that could be put in jeopardy. So we need to do all we can to ensure that politicians get back to work. MLAs are elected to legislate. MLAs are elected to deliver these projects, not sit outside fighting with one another. It's time MLAs get back to work and deliver the entirety of the A5 project.